Chapter 15, Promises to God's People. I have seen the tender love that God has for His people, and it is very great. I saw angels over the saints with their wings spread about them. Each saint had an attending angel. If the saints wept through discouragement or were in danger, the angels that ever attended them would fly quickly upward to carry the tidings, and the angels in the city would cease to sing. Then Jesus would commission another angel to descend to encourage, watch over, and try to keep them from getting out of the narrow path. But if they did not take heed to the watchful care of these angels, and would not be comforted by them, but continue to go astray, the angels would look sad and weep. They would bear the tidings upward, and all the angels in the city would weep. God always rewards the confidence of His people. The way to the throne of mercy is always open. God sees the wants of His people as clearly in the darkness of midnight which surrounds them, as in the splendor of noonday. To look to God for help at all times, this is our safety. The Father loves His people today as He loves His own Son. Someday it will be our privilege to see Him face to face. We have His promise. We hold the title deeds to real estate in the kingdom of glory. Never were title deeds drawn up more strictly according to law, or signed more legibly, than those that give God's people a right to the heavenly mansions. Perplexities will increase, but let us as believers in God encourage one another. I am encouraged and blessed as I realize that the God of Israel is still guiding His people, and that He will continue to be with them even to the end. All things are possible to him that believeth, and whatsoever things we desire when we pray, if we believe that we receive them, we shall have them. This faith will penetrate the darkest cloud and bring rays of light and hope to the drooping, desponding soul. It is the absence of this faith and trust which brings perplexity, distressing fears, and surmisings of evil. God will do great things for His people when they put their entire trust in Him. Let everyone bear in mind that God delights to listen to the supplications of His people. When His people shall be in the greatest danger, seemingly unable to stand against the power of Satan, God will work in their behalf. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. Our Savior is always ready to hear and answer the prayer of the contrite heart. And grace and peace are multiplied to His faithful ones. Gladly He grants them the blessings they need in their struggle against the evils that beset them. Because we are the gift of His Father and the reward of His work, Jesus loves us. He loves us as His children. Reader, He loves you. Heaven itself can bestow nothing greater, nothing better. Therefore, trust. God will help His believing children in every emergency if they will place their entire confidence in Him. If you have given yourself to Christ, you are a member of the family of God, and everything in the Father's house is for you. All the treasures of God are open to you, both the world that now is and that which is to come. The ministry of angels, the gift of His Spirit, the labors of His servants, all are for you. The world with everything in it is yours, so far as it can do you good. In the darkest days, when appearances seem most forbidding, have faith in God. He is working out His will, doing all things well in behalf of His people. The strength of those who love and serve Him will be renewed day by day. With the trusting faith of a little child, we are to come to our Heavenly Father, telling Him of all our needs. He is always ready to pardon and help. The supply of divine wisdom is inexhaustible, and the Lord encourages us to draw largely from it. Through faith, God's children have subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, wax valiant in fight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens, and through faith we today are to reach the heights of God's purpose for us.